Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. It's the 19th anniversary of Jim Ballard's membership in our Brain Trust. His book, What's the Rush, was when we helped him launch that book, and that was 19 years ago. Hey, Jim Ballard, happy anniversary, baby.
Thanks. That is nice.
we're glad you've been hanging out with us for the last 19 years. We couldn't do without you. Folks, if you go to Amazon and type in James Ballard or Jim Ballard, you'll find all the books. You'll have to go through several pages. And just pick one. I mean, you find one you think you like, but if you can't make up your mind, just throw a dart, and whatever you hit, you'll like it, I promise you. Jim, thanks for 19 great years.
Thank you. Now, Jim, we've had our readers maybe have been, consciously breathing.
We got to go back. Folks, hopefully you took the breathing. You listen, Jim told us in the last segment to get control breathing where you're in charge, you're consciously breathing in and out fast and slow, and then to do subconscious breathing where you just let it go and you paid attention to that. Okay, Jim, now what do we do with all that?
Surrender breathing. Let me go back to the training room. When we finished up having them practice the two kinds of breathing, then I had them make two lists and describe what did it feel like to do control breathing. You know, what were the feelings associated with it? You know, it might have been power or comfort or the usual or whatever. And what were associated with surrender breathing? I even had a couple people say, well, it's scary. But other people, a lot of people talked about how comforting that was and how...
Yeah. Some of us don't like the word surrender.
I know. So they made the two lists. Then I had them go back to their challenge. Remember I asked everybody to think of a challenge
right.
in your life or your work right now? And to relate those two lists or the two kinds of breathing to your challenge. In other words, have you been using mostly control and not very much surrender in your in regard to your challenge, or have you been just working at it all the time, never laying back, never trying to learn from it, never watching it, just after it all the time?
Mm-hmm.
In which case, if you have, go to the other list and practice that a little bit with the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, what would it be like to say, Maybe in some weird way, this belongs in my life right now. What could I learn from it?
Mm-hmm.
How could I let it teach me a little bit, not be so against it? Maybe it's there for a reason.
Well, that's the thing. That's the question you have to ask
surrendering
yourself.
Surrendering to the challenge, you know, maybe you've just been belly up with it.
Well, small maybe business owners have to ask themselves that, Jim, all the time. When they fail, when they make mistakes, they have to, you know, instead of resenting what happened, instead of being, you know, mortified or resentful or angry or whatever, you know, that's when you have to start saying, okay, this cost me some money. This cost me some time. How do I make that into an investment?
Oh, that's good, yeah. And, you know, a lot of times we look back on a time that was very difficult and we say, you know, I learned a lot from that because I let it teach me, but I didn't know it at the time that mm-hmm. was what was going on. So go to the future a little bit and look back from there and say, maybe this challenge belongs. Maybe I've been going at this wrong. That's the point this morning.
So are you saying that whenever we feel like we're up against it, we need to think about how we've been dealing with that, the way we think about breathing?
Maybe we've been trying to paddle in the trough.
And control things too much.
Yeah, and when you dip on the crest, you can see what you're doing. You're up above the water, and one little dip of the paddle changes
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the magic of it, you know, is dipping on the crest. So I want to leave people with that notion from whitewater paddling is Dip on the crest.
Another thing with your in your breathing thinking with regard to control and surrender, that you have to. You also whenever things aren't working out so well, you also need, or even when they are working out well, you need to look around you and see what kind of a casualty list you're causing. You may think it's going really well for you, but it might not be going well for people around you.
Oh, that's really good. That's really good. And so you're making me think of what I said at the beginning, is if we can strike that balance, if we can, you know, have the wisdom to know when to make the difference, then we can be happier. We can be calmer. We can not only achieve what we want, but we can be, you know, what we're meant to be, which is happy.
Well, and also, if you're a team leader, if you're a leader, part of your objective is to have engaged, therefore, by definition, happy people around you, right?
Yes, right. Yeah. So maybe you'll be better to them. I like your saying that, bringing that in. Better to people, better to customers, better to competition, you know.
Yep.
Everything belongs. You know, we were going to start out this by quoting Alexander Pope.
Mm-hmm.
And I changed and didn't do it because it sounds so extreme. But he wrote a long poem called The Ascent of Man. And it changed things in the 18th century. People were going around England, which was a very tough time, a lot more content.
Yeah.
Because of that work of his. And
say,
he ended
the,
up by...
Say the title again.
Whatever is right.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.